Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's my show. My name's Mark.
This is Russell.
And you can call in about anything you'd like. Talk about it on my show, 1-800-259-9231. And if you happen to be, someplace where the show's coming in staticky or it's difficult for you to get, there's a live stream. Two sizes. You can use the broadband stream or the dial-up stream. And it's at freetalklive.com. And it's a show about your call, so we'll take a call here from Mike. Mike, you there?
I'm here.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about, I actually wanted to talk to Ian, but I forgot he wasn't here tonight, and I probably won't get a chance to call in for another few days. I don't know if all your listeners know, I'm down here in northern Georgia, up in the mountains, and I am in the middle of thru-hiking the Appalachian Trail.
So, have you hiked from Maine to Georgia?
Because that's where it is, right? I'm going from Georgia to Maine.
So you're beginning your hike.
I'm beginning a hike.
Okay.
I started on Tuesday up at Springer Mountain, and to noon today, I've made about 20 miles to Woody Gap up here, and I'm staying in a hostel here for hikers overnight, and I'll probably hit it again tomorrow sometime.
Are there any hostel hikers in the hostel?
Oh, yes. It's full.
Full of hostel hikers in the hostel.
We had some bad weather roll in, so everybody kind of got off the trail. And
what qualifies as bad weather in Georgia?
Well, for the trail, bad weather is heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning. When you're up on those mountains, I mean, there's nothing between you and the lightning. So.
I see. Well, it would be bad to die from lightning. I'm thinking back to bad weather in Florida, and it's nothing compared to bad weather in New Hampshire. I can assure you of that.
Oh no, no, it's not.
So, anything interesting happen on your 20-mile hike?
Well, like I said, it's been 20 miles so far over the last 3 days. The main interesting thing is it's up and down and up and down, and there are some steep sections. I mean, you've got to really climb.
Are you using your hands at all or climbing with your legs?
On occasion, there's not really, it's a little bit rocky in places, but mostly just walking. I haven't had to use my hands at all, except to steady myself on a tree branch or something. But yeah,
what made you want to undertake the Appalachian Trail? I mean, it does sound interesting, and I've thought about it, but then I think, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You know, I've been wanting to do this for years, and the reason is it's kind of an extreme challenge because it's going to take 5, 6, possibly 7 months to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just a constant physical workout, but even the physical stuff aside, the real workout is mental. I mean, you've got to have a mindset of being able to persist at something and keep your mind focused and accomplish something humongous. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I you absolutely do have to stick with it, and otherwise you're obviously not going to make it, and that's got to be the hardest part. Now, how are you, whence do you get food? Do you sharpen up sticks and, like, poke bears and then eat them, or what?
No. Mainly what hikers do on the trail here is they'll stop every few days. There'll be a town nearby that you just go into town and raid the grocery store.
So you don't have to beg food from other hostile hikers?
No.
Okay. And you're carrying all your food, huh?
Well, at least a week's worth.
Wow. I couldn't carry a week's worth of food. I eat much more than that.
Is that just it? Food and a thing to sleep on?
Well, you got the food, the sleeping bag, the tent. I've got a video camera with me, which I'll be uploading some video in the next day or two, possibly
tonight.
I
hope that video camera makes the whole trip.
The video camera will probably make it. I don't know. I've also surprising everyone by bringing a laptop with me, but
I'm surprised.
It's weight that you have to carry, but whenever I get to a town or a hostel or something, I can get online and update people and upload pictures. I just posted an update on my website.
What's that website?
It's ERROR.US.
It sounds like the line from Old McDonald's Had a Farm.
IOError.US.
IOError.US.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the update, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Russell. Hi, yeah.
So you were guest hosting tonight.
Well,
with the hostel, how do you make phone calls? These are really luxury.
I got really lucky and managed to get a cell phone signal here, but most of the time there is no cell phone service.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, and, have fun. It's still frozen here, so.
Yeah, it's about 50 degrees here. It got up to 75 yesterday.
That sounds good.
We'll save the weather report. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Bye. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I've considered hiking the Appalachian Trail, but you know, it seems like such a commitment. And I'm glad that we're getting a few updates here and there from Mike. Well, Russell, I wanted to talk about a news story, and it seems that a U.S. city, Yuma, Arizona, has decided to build a moat in order to keep out immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Think that'll work?
Well, I don't know. How big is the moat?
Let me read here. There have been virtual fences, real fences, increased patrols, night vision cameras, and now the latest incentive by the U.S. is to seal its increasingly porous border with Mexico harks back to the oldest of approaches. Dig a moat. City officials in Yuma in southwestern Arizona have come up with a scheme to create a security channel along the nearby border by reviving a derelict 2-mile stretch of the Colorado River. Moats that have that I've seen circled castles and allowed you to protect yourself, and that's kind of what we're looking for here, Yuma County Sheriff Ralph Ogden told the Associated Press. The scheme would see engineers dig out a 2-mile-wide stretch of 440 acres, wetland area known as Hunter's Hole. Once a haven to anglers, ducks, and the Cocopah Indians, the area is now a thicket of tamarisk, whatever that might be, forgotten shoes, old cars, providing cover for smugglers and border crossers. But under the plan, that would change. The banks of the river would be replanted with native cattail, bulrush, and mesquite, and wells would supply water to the wetland as well as to a 20-meter-wide, 3-meter-deep channel that would run the length of Hunter's Hole. With the replenished river making the frontier, would-be border crossers would have to scale a 4.5-meter levee built with the earth excavated from the riverbed, cross a 120-meter-wide marsh, and then ascend another levee in the northern side of the wetlands. In order to restore Hunter's Hole, we're going to have to secure it, a border agent said Carlos Dominguez. The moat plan has won broad local backing, unlike other border security schemes, which have angered environmentalists and landowners. In Texas, more than 100 landowners have resisted government efforts to build a fence across the land. Environmentalists have launched a lawsuit to block fence construction on the border in Naco in eastern Arizona. However, the Department of Homeland Security is under a strict timetable to build 670 miles of new fencing by the end of the year. With failed efforts to build a virtual or electronic barrier, attention again is focused on physical barriers. As well as illegal immigration, the desolation of many border areas has attracted criminal activity. The 23-mile stretch of the Colorado River runs along... Oops, lost my page there. It runs along, runs along the Mexican border near Yuma and has seen two murders since 2004, 250 armed robberies in the last 2 years. It's the United States, but it's become a no-man's land, an area where bodies are dumped, where people and drugs are smuggled over the border, said Ogden. Backers of the Yuma plan, more than 30 local groups, including the Border Patrol and the city's elected officials, hope that Hunter's Hole will mimic the model of other local wetland areas, rescued from dereliction and crime, and now provide bicycle paths and fishing. Do you think this will stop immigration there, illegal immigration into Yuma?
Well, maybe they'll have to just go around it.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen, is they're just going to go around, just like all this other partial fencing that we're putting up.
I mean, that was very strange.
It's odd. If you're going to put up a fence, you'd have to put it up the whole length for it to do anything, and I don't recommend that. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's a SACL CAA line. Call it.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. My name's Mark Russell, and you can give us a call about anything you want to talk about at 800-259-9231, and you can check out the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's a message board. It's got hundreds of thousands of posts, thousands of posters on there. You have a whole online community, and you can be a part of it if you'd like. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and we are completely irresponsible. Anything that goes on there.
I bet they're talking about Stefan.
They could very well be from earlier in the show. And the Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org. And I just got started on renewing my membership to the RLC. So I am a member, kind of like that organization. And it's called About Your Show, so we're going to go straight unscreen to the amp line. There you go, in a dial tone. To the amp line. Hello.
You're Hello, on Free Talk Live. This is Chris in Atlanta.
Hey, Chris. What'd you call about?
I'm calling about how far people should go when speaking about liberty, and especially with like the public interest research groups and such.
The what? Research groups?
Or political advocacy groups that support more taxes towards like public transportation.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Sure. Like today, I was walking home from work, and someone from the Georgia PIRG.
Wonderful
alternator. Yeah, PIRG. P I R G.
What is that?
The Georgia Public Interest Research Group.
Okay.
They have groups around the country. I used to work for one, and I don't want this on the air, but I used to work for one in Massachusetts.
No, you're on the air. You are on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yes,
okay.
You are.
Oh, you see unscreened. Thank you.
Yes. So go ahead. But, you were talking to the PIRG.
I was talking to the PIRG, and I let them go through their entire spiel, which they get a hard copy of, where they have to memorize and they have to repeat it.
Okay, so it's they're sort of a little evangelist that goes out to talk to people?
Right.
Okay.
A whole bunch. They send a whole group to a neighborhood, and then they go knocking on doors, and then they have a group, you know, in the, I guess in the business district of the neighborhood, standing on a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, asking people to sign their petition or to give them monthly donations.
Gotcha. And so what was the PIRG going for here?
They wanted to increase federal taxes going towards public transportation.
Okay.
And what I basically asked them was, do you support the initiation of force to further your political and or social goals?
And what did they say to this question? They probably just looked at you with big eyes at first.
Exactly.
Asked you to repeat it. What did you say?
Exactly. And then they go, oh, no, of course not.
No, violence is bad.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, so you don't want tax money to go towards this? They go, of course we do.
And so they have a disconnect in their mind between tax money and violence.
Exactly. And they didn't catch when I said, or threat of.
Mm-hmm. So did you explain to them that taxes are a threat of violence?
Yes.
And how?
And they wouldn't. Oh.
What did they say to that?
But what about the roads?
Well, yeah. Isn't it always the roads? They go to the roads.
And it was always, you know, and then they just kept on repeating that as many times as I tried to explain to them that private industry could handle the roads or any other could handle the roads, not only as well, if not better.
I guess, you know, one thing that I have said to that in the past when I've, you know, dealt with the situation is like, I agree that the roads we have are pretty good. I do think that the free market could do a better job in creating better roads, especially with new, you know, competition being brought in and, you know, new materials. Because you don't see much innovation when you have the government involved in things because you don't have the free market involved. But are roads so good that we want to threaten to take away people's houses and threaten to put people in jail if they're not willing to pay for them? And, you know, that usually puts a bit of a stopper on them.
My the initiation of force, and when I try to explain that all taxes, and then I try to say what would happen if you tried to, you know, deduct the Iraq War, deduct the war in Afghanistan, deduct the war on terror, period, from your taxes, what would happen if you disagreed with it? They got sort of stumbled on that.
Yeah, that wouldn't really go well. you'd then not be paying enough taxes, and you would be targeted by the IRS and likely go to court and then have to pay some kind of fine or go to jail.
Exactly.
So did they get that, or?
It sounded like they sort of did, but they were still stuck on the road.
Yeah, it takes a little while for people. It takes a little while. You can't Sorry, go ahead.
I could see the wheels turning in their head.
Well, that's good.
It does seem to take a little while for people to get the concepts of liberty. You can't just expect one conversation for them to go, bing, the light goes on, and suddenly, I'm a libertarian.
Oh, yeah, but it almost did when I was working for the Massachusetts equivalent of Georgia Perg.
How's that?
That was probably one of the... That was probably my turning point in me becoming a libertarian.
Well, tell me the story.
I was basically looking for a summer job. I went to school in Brattleboro, which is near Keene, where y'all are, right?
Yes, it is.
So when I went, when I got off for summer break, I went down to Massachusetts, where my relative lives, mm-hmm. and I was staying with them over the summer. Looking for a summer job, and they had this posting, et cetera. I joined up, and basically we had to go around knocking on doors, and then got hired.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we had to go around knocking on doors, giving this spiel about oil. And I'm going, I don't agree with this.
Foil?
Oil.
Oil. Gotcha. Oil.
About how the Bush administration was, you know, it was all the Bush administration's fault. And I'm no big fan of the Bush administration, but I'm no big fan of politics, period. It was just too much of putting blame on basically the political system where, wait a minute, they were trying to use, they were trying to implement the political Congress to pass laws and such. And it's like, okay, isn't this sort of hypocritical? Y'all are just as much responsible, or sorry, they're Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, sorry, not Libertarians, but,
yeah,
you know,
the Democrats and the Republicans, they're just, it's just two sides of the same coin as far as I can tell. They all, you know, they want to enact violence upon you or threats of violence in the form of taxes for one system or another, whatever it is that they consider to be important or good at the time, whether it's running out and killing the Islamo-fascists or building a good system for public transportation so that we don't burn as much gasoline. Thanks very much for the call. And you can give us a call at freetalklive.com. It's 1-800-259-9231, and that's the SACL CAI line.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI line. You're listening to Mark
and Russell,
and it's my show tonight. And go check out the live stream at freetalklive.com. You've got two sizes there to fit anybody, whether it's broadband or dial-up. freetalklive.com. And don't beg, don't fight, and don't depend on democracy. The only way to get your liberty is to build it yourself. Read Freedom Engineering, an anarcho-capitalist adventure series at www.freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. And I've read a little bit of it, and it's going quite well, I would say. But this is a call about this is a show about calls, so let's take a call from Indy in Connecticut. Indy?
Hey, Mark. What's up, man? And Russell. I can appreciate how difficult talk radio is after watching you guys on television last night and listening to you host the show tonight.
Yeah, it's, Ian's better at this than I am. There's no doubt about
it. Are you saying that Mark doesn't make it look easy?
I hosted internet talk radio myself. I was inspired by you guys, and yeah, it's tough. And listening to you, I feel a little bit better about the challenges that I had.
Yeah, it's, maybe with a week's time or something under my belt, I'd get a little less, a little more seamless than this, but I'm still nervous with all, like, the buttons and stuff. So I'm half thinking about buttons and not nearly thinking as much about doing talk radio as I am, and I even miss
crazy. Fan, so it's all good with me, man.
No, it's no problem.
Hey, Russell, you mentioned earlier that you don't vote anymore, and I just wanted to share a little personal experience about myself and maybe have you reconsider. I was kind of disenfranchised myself, and because of Free Talk Live and some of the other people I've been associated with lately, I decided to take it upon myself to start getting involved in my own community and local government. And I am. And I am, advocating the libertarian principles and actually making some changes. And it's just going to get better. And hopefully I can move up the food chain a bit. Strictly for public service, I won't accept a paycheck if everyone is offered. And just thought you might want to do the same. Associate with people and try and make changes from within.
Changes within what?
Changes within your local government to begin with.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then take it to state, national, beyond that.
It's hard because for me, like even the local stuff, I don't want to go through those long meetings. They're painful. I don't think I could make it through one. But you can?
That's all I've been doing the past 6 months since I've been listening to Free Talk Live.
They sucked in another guy. Oh, we've lost another. See,
we're making changes, though, man. There are like-minded people out there. You show up at the meetings, you meet them, and you try and push your agenda, which is limited government and personal responsibility.
Yeah, I think that's one of the ways certainly to go. I haven't found too many people that have the integrity that Russell Canning does, and I like his system on everything except that he doesn't vote.
I got a system.
Why do you not vote, Russell?
Well, mostly for me. I mean, I voted not that long ago. I just figure it doesn't work.
You just don't think it works. Now, is that because they're not counting the votes?
Well, that's the thing is they don't count votes. They don't. They just don't care when they vote. I've hit that a bunch of times. We voted in California not to give illegal immigrants money, and then they said, "Booyah on you, we don't care.
We're going to do it anyway."
And, you know, it was a bunch of steps like that. It feels to me like every person that tries to tackle the government inside the system, it makes them happy because they use up your time.
Russell, I'm a former Southern Californian. I remember what you're talking about. And I moved to the East Coast, smaller state. It's easier to make some changes. That's why the guys are doing it in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, that's the theory. And, you know, a guy like Thomas Jefferson said, you know, if you keep splitting it smaller and smaller, it gets better. That's for sure. Your town's not as bad as the U.S. government, but it's still painful for me. I've gone, the big switch for me was reading Tolstoy and saying, you know, I'm not going to, not going to defend myself, you know, against evil. So then I don't really have much use for participating in government. So that's what's really pushed me way over
the
edge.
So you're a pacifist.
Yeah, some people could call me that.
What's that mean to you, being a pacifist?
Well, the idea that...
You're certainly not quiet.
Well, that's what's funny. You know, just like people sometimes call us hippies or peaceniks or something like that. Man, I'm not a hippie. I'm not old enough. My parents weren't even hippies.
Yeah, so. And you're a former Republican, so yeah. You know, not too many former Republican hippies.
But that's what's pushed me over the edge, is that I'm not hoping the government will get better, or that if I got my way that would be right. So then that really takes me out of the voting game.
So you just live your life to be free.
Yeah, but, you know, it's obviously guys that are fighting for freedom inside of the system aren't really hurting me, and I might be wrong, so I shouldn't stop you. So... You know,
we're on the same side, just approaching it from different angles.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Good talking to you.
Appreciate the call. And going to Sam on the amplifier line. Sam?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Say three Hail Marys and an Our Father.
I have to tell you my sin, though, don't I?
Well,
I don't know how this goes. I've never done it.
I don't either. I'm not Catholic.
We don't take confessions.
I'm an ethnic Methodist.
Okay, well, you're no help.
Yeah, that's like a Baptist that can read.
So
my favorite line from A River runs through it.
After evangelizing Ron Paul and spreading his message to people, I didn't vote for him in the Texas primary.
Oh, I take back that absolution of mine.
So,
what happened?
I ended up being out of town on the day of the election in Colorado, and
so it just wasn't important enough for
you. Exactly, that's it. I mean, I didn't bother to figure out the process for early voting, and but I think I don't think it was by accident that I did that. Of course, I don't.
Yeah, all our actions are from our motivations.
You got it.
If you really cared about it, you'd sit there and you'd be the first guy there and stuff like that.
I guess. I mean, voting doesn't pay you, and hopefully, were you out of town on a business trip?
Sort of. I went snowboarding too.
Well, I mean, on your business trip, you went snowboarding?
Yeah.
Because you happened to be someplace that you could go snowboarding?
Yeah, that was
fun.
Was
it in Texas? I think I'm going to give you absolution for this one.
For me, I really think I didn't put forth the effort, because the more I've looked into politics, the more disgusted I am by it. And
you're not turning into a Russell Canning, are you?
I think I already am. I don't know. It's hard for me to endorse a system. The closer I look at it, the more I see how it works and how it runs. And
would it have helped if Ron Paul was ahead at the time?
Well, hold on. As far as voting being an endorsement of the system, I would like to confront that particular statement.
Okay.
I don't think that voting is an endorsement of the system any more than I think that shooting a robber is an endorsement of robbery. Okay? Voting is a defensive act.
Wait, you're shooting a robber in defense of a robbery. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. I'm not defending robbery. I don't think robbery is a good thing, but I'm liable to hurt a robber that is threatening me or my family, likely my family, because, you know, he's enacting violence. And so I'm going to use violence on him. I don't think that violence is advocating violence. I think it's defending myself.
Yeah, Mark, and I'm coming at it more from the perspective of by putting my energy towards it and focusing on it, I'm expanding that and making it bigger because, you know, more people will get in there and pay attention and so forth. And I don't want to do that because I don't believe
it. I can't argue with that.
So you went from spending a lot of time talking about Ron Paul to not even wanting to take a few moments to check a box.
You put your energy...
I still talk about him. I would still do stories on him because...
But that's putting your energy into it.
Well, because I think in a way that it wakes people up to the foundations for the ideas of liberty and at least gets them, moves them that much closer than they were before they found Ron Paul. That makes sense?
It does. Your actions don't entirely make
sense.
Well,
and you can also you can also talk about a person who believes in freedom who's not running for governor. Then you wouldn't have this mix-up.
Right. Russell doesn't believe in voting, but I almost never hear him talk about Ron Paul when he brings it up.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Thanks for calling in, Sam. Give us a call
bye-bye.
And talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Free Talk Live. My name is Mark
and Russell,
and we're taking your calls. So you, if you can squeeze one in real quick, we might be able to get it in. But Russell, I've got an email I wanted to talk about. It was it's from a guy I know, but he wrote in to ask a question, and I thought I'd get your take on it. I've had a few things come up at work lately, and I thought I'd bounce a few ideas off you. Feel free to read this on air if you'd like. First name only, though. It's Michael. And I'm working for a company that does supplies and equipment for the healthcare field. There are several problems at work, some involving safety issues. These problems arise due to the fact that the owner has no regard for the laws, regulations, and standards he's supposed to be following. Now, I can hear saying he doesn't either. He doesn't have any regard for those bad laws also, but some of these actually deal with safety and not getting people killed. There's also no adherence to the standards set by the third party. Independent standard organizations, this is jointcommission.org, that they're certified by. The company owner does not care to address these issues because it would create more work. In fact, he's sometimes the cause of these issues. None of these problems will be dealt with until the owner feels that it will be detrimental to his businesses. Customers don't see these problems right now, and I'm currently looking for a different job and wondering what I can or should do about where I work now. So I guess it's a situation where the owner's got a kind of a dangerous work environment going on, and he's getting ready to leave, and he has three thoughts of things that he might do on his way out. So leave this job and do nothing. Nothing changes, and eventually someone gets hurt or dies. Two, leave this job and notify the certifying agency. The company gets audited and most likely will be given 30 days, maybe 60, to come into compliance. Considering how far out of compliance they are, it's not likely that they'll be able to get compliant in such a short time, and the certification is therefore pulled, and this leaves us with little or no customers. Us, it's not us anymore, by the way, Michael. It's them, because you will have left at that point. leaves them with no customers, since they are not certified by anyone. The possibility exists that some federal regulatory agency is then notified by the regulating the private jointcommission.org. And one would also assume that all those people at that, you know, that work there would then no longer have jobs if they had to shut down. So that's another thing to think about. Number three, leave the job, notify the feds. Not likely. I hate them. The feds come in, audit the company, and various bad things can happen. The Department of Transportation will give out fines and perhaps enough to put the company out of business. They could also call in the drivers and prevent deliveries until they felt satisfied, also bad for business. The FDA could audit the company and hand out fines or even pull the license, preventing them from continuing in business.
It's a very bad option. The other thing that is that there are several people who would be put out of work if anything happened to the company. It would make it hard on some of them, and one of them working there is a single mother who's pregnant again. Another had her driver's license suspended. These people would be hurt by being out of a job and having to look for another. P.S. The owner really does not like conflict, and he'll always get out of things the easiest way possible. He's gotten very upset when others have told him he's operating illegally or just paying badly. He's not willing to change how the company is mismanaged unless absolutely forced to. So what do you think Michael should do here in this particular instance? Should he just leave the job? Should he leave the job and rat to the private certifying company? Should he leave the job and rat to the feds?
Well, he obviously doesn't want to do the Fed one, and since the Feds don't regulate him, you know, for even good motives, they might just fine him. That doesn't seem like a very good way.
I think that the Fed's the worst agency to do certifications. I think that sometimes they certify people and have good rules, but the way they go about it and you know, all the politics that go
in. He might be able to get around it without actually being safer. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know with the Fed.
Whereas with that private one, maybe some good changes would happen, and maybe everybody wouldn't have to lose their jobs and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. If he's willing to quit, you know, maybe other people will have to quit, or maybe they won't have a job because, I mean, if you got a place that's unsafe, is it better to have a job at an unsafe place?
Yeah.
I
don't know. Here's what I would do, Mike, is I would... I would probably tell the private agency. If you think that somebody's life's in danger, that it could happen, I'm not talking about minor infractions, I'm talking about major ones, and that sounds like what we're talking about here. If you're talking about major infractions, I would talk to the certifying agency and say, hey, look, you know, this is a jointcommission.org, I believe, independent standards organization. I think I'd tell them. That seems like the way to go to me.
And if he's already going to quit, you know, he's already thinking it's important enough to leave that place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, usually getting involved with the feds, you could be required to testify or something like that you really don't want to be involved in. There's always unintended consequences when dealing with the federal government. And you know, I don't think Mike was really interested in doing that.
Didn't like that.
But I think that if you saw some news story where that pregnant mother, you know, that's working there, the one that lost their driver's license was maimed in some horrible way in an accident there, and you would feel responsible. So I think that would be the direction that I would go with it.
Yeah.
Sound like it's you?
Yeah. He sounds like he already has talked himself into that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he wanted a little confirmation, and
we give it our stamp of approval.
Free Talk Live approved. Real quick, I think it's always interesting to see the double standards that go on in the law enforcement community. You know, it's cops out there, they enforce the laws on us, but when they break rules, it seems to go different for them. And this is in Australia, but it's true all around. And we have international listeners. So Queensland, a police officer caught with more than 8,000 child porn images on his home computer has avoided spending any time in jail. This gentleman, Thomas Wilson, 25, pled guilty Brisbane's district court today to possessing the lewd material, including pictures of boys as young as 10, engaging in sexual acts. Pretty yucky stuff. He was sentenced to 18 months in jail, but the term was wholly suspended after his lawyer successfully argued Wilson had downloaded the images by mistake. Oh,
wow.
8,000 images, 8,742, if you wanted to be specific. That doesn't seem like a mistake.
They downloaded by mistake.
That's a lot of images to download by mistake, doesn't it?
I've always also pictured that if the Fed was going to take me down, they'd implant a bunch of that sort of thing on my computer.
Yeah, nobody wants to get behind a child pornographer. They want to, they don't want this, you know, if you were taken down in that manner.
But in his case, he probably really actually had all that stuff.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, they wouldn't be framing him because it didn't work.
Seem. Yeah.
So that's a strange situation.
Yeah, I really don't see you ever having child porn.
No, but they put it on there. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I've always imagined.
You know, and I don't think any kind of character witness would really help you in that particular instance either. You know, I mean, your character witness would be Free State Project members. We'd be painted as radicals and loonies and. Mm-hmm. Likely it wouldn't help.
Hey, at least I won't be that. He always was the quiet one.
Yeah, well, absolutely not the quiet one.
But that's, yeah, so he does, you know, and it's 18 months, but it's suspended. So it's,
yeah,
it's
apparently
it was real, but not really.
He got swept up with 1,717 suspects as part of a 2003 child porn investigation.
Wonder what happened to the rest of them.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to the other 716.
That's a lot of people.
Suspects. Yeah, that's huge. That's a big one. But
that would clog a court system.
Do you think that stopped child porn?
That's not. Yeah, I can't imagine.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it has either. Child porn's one that enters into that one. That sort of that area where I think it should be prohibited. But I know what prohibitions do. Prohibitions just increase the cost of things and drive it further underground and into the black market. I think that looking at child porn is sick and weird, but I know that they're not hurting anyone. What do you do in that situation? I mean, do you have...
Hey, you call me a pacifist. I always treat them the same way.
What do you mean?
I have the same answer for all of the evil guys. I'm not going to throw them in jail. I'm not going to do anything to them.
I don't know that I don't want to throw them in jail. I don't know. It seems to me that the right place for a child pornographer is in jail. I just don't know about forcing other people to. I don't know. I mean, it's just
because it's a muddy. As soon as you throw them in, you're making little old ladies pay taxes to pay put them in there.
Yeah.
Well, a little tiny bit. It gets complicated.
I've thought of some free market ideas for jailing people, but. They aren't certainly.
See, I'm not trying to think of any of those, so it's easier for me.
Yeah, you don't even bother. You just say, the violence of the government is wrong. I will not participate.
Or even the violence of a person.
Not,
even if we know that guy's bad, I'm not going to do anything.
And violence in defense, too?
I'm not going to do anything to that person either.
Yeah. You just haven't had too many instances to defend yourself with violence, right?
No, that's not true. Yeah, not really.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night. I'm going to have Gardner in the studio. And it's going to be the big Saturday night show, so tune in, if you will, at freetalklive.com. You can get the stream there or listen to your local radio station. It's been Mark with you.
And Russell.
Thanks very much for listening. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.